living inside a structure. I think
we have general agreement on a lot of those principles.
The principle, and then that we have some disagreements on whether this proposal actually can do that. And then the other one I think we will probably all agree is that we don't want to encourage developers to come in and scrape and start over. So that's, I think, a value that we're all hearing. And I have to say I'm concerned that we heard from the home builders of their strong support. We did not hear from alteration specialists that they were particularly interested in this. Now, you may have had that, but the fact that it was mostly people who build whole new houses who was most interested in it gives me a little cause for concern.
Yeah, no, that's worth checking. And again, we have a great resource in Brandon Spencer Hartle on the staff of the Bureau now in terms of are we getting to a result that that actually results in preservation and reutilization of houses or buildings that may be too big for the typical family now. And do the contractors think that will pencil? Those are important questions for us to spend more time on either now or in the next phase of the process.
Just to clarify, Commissioner Fritz, actually, not that all that upset about demolitions that result in additional density. I mean, wouldn't want to see all the houses in Portland destroyed in the next 10 years, but I think that there is a trade-off there. I don't think we should need to be inherently against all demolitions of any kind. I also think that at the current rate of demolition, all the houses in Portland will be demolished in about 400 years, and that's a long time.
Somebody whose parents-in-law live in a 230-year-old house. You and I may have a disagreement about that one. Well, I want to thank our Bureau staff for taking on, again, a difficult piece of work in a fairly busy year, just saying, and for a lot of people in the community, both on the committee and in the community, to put a lot of time into this. Let's keep working on it. Again, I think there is a base of agreement on a lot of this. And there's some areas that we don't agree on, and we need to keep debating and working. Again, I don't want to give a false impression either about one issue, and that is I'm not totally closed, even though I said, you know, we do a lot of things citywide now. I'm not totally closed to the idea of piloting some things. I just don't want to pilot something for 2 years. So, you know, if we can pilot something fairly quickly, I'm open to that scenario.
I also want to thank Sue Parsons, Council Clerk.
Yes.
He's had a very long day. Thank you.
Very long day, and Rachel behind her, who I think is still vertical. Yes, she is. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We're
very
recessed
much.
Till tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good. All right, this is
that was the other reason I did it. I know the reason I did it.
Well, I think
we got something in there. I think we just got to keep it up.
Housing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was always I put.